voting. For the viewing public, the majority or many members of our body are stuck in Sitka today, unable to get into Juneau due to weather. Madam Clerk, will you lock the roll?
21 members present.
We do have a quorum present to conduct business. Leading the invocation today is Reverend Larry Olson of Eagles Wings Community Church. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Dear Lord, watch over the men and women of this house. Grant them wisdom, create in them a thirst for justice. Give them vision to see accurately the effect their actions will have on the people, the land and waters and wildlife of the state. And give them hearts to care. We pray for those people and those causes we name silently now. In your name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Olson. Mr. Majority Leader, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. May the record reflect that Representatives Moses, Nikolai, Foster, Masick, and Ryan have previously been excused from a call to the House today. Additionally, the following members' excused absences are extended because of plain time weather delays. Representatives Terrio, Hodgins, Cowdery, Coring, Osterman, Davies, Bryce, Croft, Kemplin, and Jewell.
Good thing we have 21. Without objection, all of those members will be shown as excused. Madam Clerk, would you please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal is certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Without objection, the House Journal stands approved. Do we have guests today for introduction? If not, this brings us down to messages. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Madam Speaker.
Do we have messages from the other body?
A message dated February 14th stating the Senate has passed Senate Joint Resolution Number 8 by Senators Torgerson, Pierce, Taylor, and Duncan urging the United States Congress to give an affirmative expression of approval to a policy authorizing the state to regulate, restrict, or prohibit the export of unprocessed logs harvested from its land and from the land of its political subdivisions and the University of Alaska.
Let me refer to the Resources Committee.
I have no further messages from the other body, Madam Speaker.
Do we have communications?
We received the 1996 annual report of the status of equal employment opportunity and affirmative action in Alaska state government. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 22, Civil Liability for Bootleggers, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 22, Judiciary, with the new title, attaches 3-0 fiscal notes, recommending do pass Croft, Roper, Porter, Green, Bundy, James, Berkowitz. The report was signed by Green Chair. House Bill 22 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 94, Municipal Tax Records, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 94, CNRA, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Ogun, Ivan, Sanders, Kukesh, and Dyson. The report was signed by Ivan Chair. House Bill 94 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
We have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Citations or resolutions for introduction?
Citation honoring Doug and Edith Weathers Vision Award 1996 North Peninsula Chamber of Commerce by Representative Hodgins, Phillips, Davis, and Senators Torgerson and Ward. Honoring Redoubt Homemakers Community Service Award 1996 North Peninsula Chamber of Commerce by Representatives Hodgins, Phillips, Davis, Senator Torgerson, and Ward. honoring Unical Corporation's Kenai Facility 1996 Industry Award, North Peninsula Chamber of Commerce by Representative Hodgins, Phillips, Davis, and Senator Torgerson and Ward, honoring Bill White 1996 President's Award, North Peninsula Chamber of Commerce by Representative Hodgins, Phillips, Davis, Senators Torgerson and Ward. House Concurrent Resolution Number 9 by Representative Roekberg, entitled Proposing Amendments to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature Relating to Committee Meetings and Providing for an Effective Date.
That will be referred to State Affairs, Finance, State Affairs Rules and Finance, or State Affairs, Finance and Rules. State Affairs, Finance and Rules.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 10 by Representative Hudson, supporting construction of the East Lynn Canal Highway.
Transportation.
House Joint Resolution Number 23 by Representative Hudson, relating to the seizure and sale of Alaska commercial fishing entry permits by the United States Internal Revenue Service.
House Special Committee on Fisheries and the Resource Committee.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
The bills today for introduction.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 58 by Representatives Porter and Caldery, entitled An Act Relating to Civil Actions Relating to Independent Counsel Provided Under an Insurance Policy Relating to Attorney Fees, amending Rules 16.1, 41, 49, 58, 68, 72.1, 82, and 95, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, amending Rule 702, Alaska Rules of Evidence, amending 511, Alaska Rules of Appellate Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 141 by Representative Osterman, entitled An Act Relating to a Vessel Permit Moratorium for the Alaska Weather Vane Scallop Fishery, relating to management of the scallop fisheries, and providing for an effective date.
House Special Committee on Fisheries and Resource Committee.
House Bill 142 by Representative Davis, entitled An Act Relating to the Sale of New or Used Motor Vehicles, relating to the confidentiality of certain information related to Attorney General investigations of unlawful trade practices and antitrust activities, establishing additional unlawful trade practices relating to the mail order catalog exemption from telephonic solicitation regulation, regulating the sale of business opportunities, and amending Rules 4 and 73, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 143 by Representative Veazey, entitled An Act Relating to the Art and Public Places Requirement for State-Owned and State-Leased Buildings and Facilities.
That may refer to State Affairs.
I have no further introduction of bills, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Minority Leader. I'll stand briefly at ease. This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar? House briefly stand at ease. Madam Clerk.
Yes, for Senate Bill 74, Finance, amended House by the Senate Finance Committee, titled An Act Making Appropriations Concerning the State's Position on the Sovereign Powers of Native Tribal Governments in the State and Providing for an Effective Date. We're in third reading.
Because we have so many members missing today, we will have session tomorrow, and this bill will be held over in third reading for tomorrow's calendar. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are adopted. House stand at ease. This brings us down the calendar to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call to the House for the following times. Representative Ogun from 6 a.m. Plain Time Friday, February 28th until 9:59 a.m. Plain Time or whenever, Wednesday, March 5th. And finally, Madam Speaker, I would move to amend Representative Davis's previously excused absence from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Plain Time Friday, February 28th and from 10:40 p.m. Plain Time to 9:53 p.m. Plain Time Tuesday, March 4th.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused. Further unfinished business? Representative Barnes?
Did I hear the motion to hold over the citations also?
I didn't. Mr. Majority Leader? Oh, we had moved them earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear. Excuse me.
Further unfinished business? This brings us down to committee announcements. Representative Hanley.
No, Speaker. Finance today will be canceled. We will hold the bills that we have today over until tomorrow for the same reasons most of our members are sitting in Sitka.
Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A Judiciary Subcommittee meeting will be held at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the Hess Room regarding HB 6-3 and HCR 4.
Representative Williams.
The House Transportation Committee will be on at 1 p.m. today to hear aviation fuel tax exemption and Alaska Railroad budget and land.
Further committee announcements? General announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. While we have a diminishment of the choir, we are fortunate to have the person to whom we have selected the honor of an unbirthday today. That is our member from beautiful downtown Soldotna. He was born October 8th and has been here 4 years without the recognition of his birthday. He is a Libra, and looking at people who were born on his birthday, we see where perhaps people who said, well, he's a little strange, but he's got the gift of gab, might come from, since people born on this day, a little strange, Sigourney Weaver and Jesse Jackson. So there you go, the gift of gab. In famous events, I think you've got the good news and the bad news again here. Bad news was the Great Chicago Fire in 1871 was on October 8th. But the good news, something more in the line of this particular representative, the first World Series no-hitter was pitched by Don Larson in 1956. And in terms of describing this individual, it goes on to say that he is quick-witted and articulate, getting his points across to colleagues and companions with the greatest of style. And I guess to further point out that he's in the right line of work, he is frequently called upon to mediate crises. His natural reluctance to take sides allows him to keep his distance. Maybe we need to work on that a little bit, but in any event, may those of us that are here please rise, and we'll sing happy birthday to you again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gary. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Davis, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Appreciate the diminished choir today. The unbirthdays are great because, as indicated, we don't have birthdays, so I'm probably, 4 years younger than I really am? So, and I should know if Don Larson was left-handed or not, but I don't know, that's what I thought he was. So that's also a good point. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Minority Leader?
Madam Speaker, I'd just like to comment that obviously we've whittled it down who the ones are to sing off-key because we were totally on-key today.
Representative Bundy?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Under announcements?
Announcements?
Again, just a reminder to the body that tomorrow, Alaska Health Fair will be here at the Capitol Building from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. in the House Finance Room. There are registration folders. If those of you would like to fill out your paperwork early, they're available from noon to 2 today on the ground floor. There will be a table available down there. And again, just encourage your participation. I personally was made aware of a minor health problem, and I know a number of members have been made aware of minor health problems due to the screening tests that are conducted there. So please take advantage of this. It could be to your advantage.
Representative Bundy, would you continue? Is there a time frame for people eating and drinking before these tests?
Yes, thank you for that reminder. If you want to have the total cardiac screening, you do need to fast for 8 hours prior to taking the test. The test begins at 8, so if you want to be there promptly at 8, please don't eat anything after 8 o'clock this evening.
Thank you.
And knowing what the representative from Government Hill drinks, he can still drink all he wants.
Representative Barnes?
Madam Speaker, for the information of the new people who might not know, as it relates to our citations, you are limited through Ledge Council to 10. So you might want to consider that when you're introducing citations.
Thank you. Any further announcements or committee announcements? Representative Grusendorf.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Under announcements here, today is the 62nd anniversary of the Sitka Pioneer Home.
Oh, good.
It was established in 1935. If the weather doesn't clear, I'm sure there's some members of our body that may soon be residents of that home.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Further clarification on the citations. It's also my understanding that if the Soldotna Chamber awards 6 awards for their award winners for that year, that's counted as one citation. So you might check with some of the nuances of that rule.
Further announcements? Representative Barnes?
It is 10 citations, unless it is some very extenuating circumstance. 10. So those from the Soldotna Kenai area, if they want to have extenuating circumstances, they better get together and introduce their citations.
And if I could clarify on the citations, that does not apply to the memoriams.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. That was my question.
Representative Hudson?
Madam Speaker, is that 10 a year?
10 a year. All right. Further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Recognizing there's no one left on the Kenai Peninsula that hasn't received a citation, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 19th.
We are adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow.